Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 31, which I've titled Twist and Strauss. This weekend's opponents of the Boys in Blue are the Scarlets in the Magners League, with kickoff at the RDS tonight at 7:35 p.m. and live coverage on TG Cahir. Tickets will be available for purchase on the night. Well, I know it's a rugby podcast, but first I have to say congrats to the Irish cricket team. Amazing win over England the other day, and it can only inspire the rugby team when we face them at the end of the Six Nations. So well done, lads. Brilliant performance. Now, down at the RDS tonight, we've got the Scarlets, and they are only a point behind us in the standings, and we can't take them for granted. They've nothing else to play for this season, so they'll be pushing for that top four slot. I think of all the players on their team, I think the most interesting to look at will be George North. He is a winger. He's in the Jonah Lomu mold. He's 6'4". He's over 16.5 stone. And he's only played 8 times for the Scarlets, but he only went and scored 2 tries against South Africa on his international debut. So he's a real prospect there. And I have a feeling, since from my point of view anyway, Morgan Stoddart hasn't exactly set the world alight on the wing for Wales, I'd say Warren Gatland will be watching this game with interest to see will he start him against Ireland next week. So have a look at that and see how he does. On the Leinster side of things, very interesting all through the team. Of course, great to have Johnny Sexton back at 10, and I wouldn't rule him out for starting against Wales either, because, you know, O'Gara has had a start or two during the Six Nations for Munster. So you know, he'll be looking for a good outing. It's a good back line all round. Fergus McFadden also, welcome him back into the centre. Issa Nasiwa, who's been our player of the month for February, you know, he's there. Isaac Boss, Owen O'Malley now, Morris, Dave Carney, all round good in the back row. In the forwards, excellent front row, Van der Merwe, Strauss and Wright. Leo Collins back as captain, Devon Toner. Like to see more from him, like to see a bit more aggression from him. I think he's kind of fallen by the wayside since he got his Ireland start, so looking for him to improve. The most interesting thing, I think, is our back row. Because if you pick the Leinster back row off the top of your head, the ideal back row, you would have, of course, Sean O'Brien, Shane Jennings, Jamie Heaslip. None of them are there tonight, but it's still an amazing back row. You've got Kevin McLaughlin, Dominic Ryan, and Reese Ruddock. I think they've all come on in leaps and bounds recently. McLaughlin's been unlucky with injuries, but Ryan and Ruddock especially. Ruddock, I wasn't crazy about him, but for the last couple of weeks, I think he's really come on. And I think the three of them together now will put in, you know, real incentive now to put in a really good performance tonight. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. Now, as for the Magners League as a whole, I've been looking at the standings, I've been looking at the remaining fixtures, and it's time for me to put my head on the line and predict my final four. So this is what, you know, I've been weighing up who's playing who and how many points they have and what kind of form they're in. So this is what I've come up with. In first place, well, this is an easy call, I've got Munster. Second place, I'm going for Leinster. I think that we've got the squad and the remaining fixtures, the ability to do it. So I'm going for us to finish second. Third, I'm going for the Ospreys. And in fourth place, I think it's going to be, it's down to Ulster and the Scarlets. I think the Blues will fade away simply because of their remaining schedule. They got 4 out of 6 away. And I think that, you know, I think they're strong, they've done well this year, but I think that's going to rule them out in the end. So that for me leaves the key match as being between Ulster and the Scarlets. It's the weekend of April 1st, 2nd, 3rd. They haven't released the dates yet. I don't know why. But anyway, that's going to be the key match, I think. And because it's at Ravenhill, I'm shading it to Ulster. So what I'm basically saying is I'm going for a top four of Munster, Leinster, Ospreys, and Ulster in that fourth one. Yes, 3 out of 4 Irish. I might be being overly optimistic, but hey, you know, why not, you know? So I'm going for that. That's my prediction. We'll see how it pans out. My prediction for tonight, I'm also being optimistic. I'm going for Leinster to win by 10 points. That's my prediction. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you get me at Harpin on Rugby. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, go on to the Audible page and click the iTunes button. I've got a Facebook page as well. Go over and like that. And stay tuned to the blog for the possibility of an exciting competition. I still have to finalize a few details, but I'm hoping to announce that on Monday. So if you're going along to the RDS tonight, enjoy the match. Might see you there. And come on, the Leinster.